Guess it's just another one of those weeks, huh? You just can't keep your hands off me. Yeah, I obviously can't keep myself off of you either. It always just gets so unbearably wet and horny around this time of the month. But to be fair, it might just be because I'm always so hot for you. I can't believe we've been dating for almost 3 years now. It's crazy how fast the time goes by. But I've been loving every minute we've known each other. And I've, of course, been loving you every minute of it. Fuck. I'm gonna need to change my panties when I get home tonight. Oh, you like that, huh? Back to my place, tonight. Babe, I can't. Tonight's just not a good night for me. But the night after that, we totally can. We can just spend the whole day fucking together. What? What's wrong? Why can't we do it tonight? Because, I mean, you know how it is. I'm just busy with the usual stuff, and I won't be in town tonight. Babe, please don't look at me like that. I know how tired you are of the same thing happening every month, but I... Cheating on you? Babe! God, why would you ever think I was cheating on you? Last month? I told you, I was out of town seeing family that day. I pinged my location. What do you mean? In the woods? Out in the country? That's just where I was out of town with my family. Babe, come on, you have to believe me. I would never, ever cheat on you. I love you. I've never loved anyone more than you in my entire life. I'm not lying. No, babe, please wait. I'll talk to you about it. Just please don't walk away from me. I swear to you, I am not cheating on you. I promise you, I do love you. You're the only one in my life. It's just that I just want to protect you from me. Look, last month, when my phone showed my location, I really was out in the woods. Not away with family, like I said I was. But I was by myself. There was no one else with me. Honest. No, I wasn't doing drugs or anything like that. I was... Look. How about I just show you? Tonight, I'll ping my location on my phone out in the woods again, and you can just meet me there. I'll explain everything then. But you have to promise me that when we do meet, and I tell you, that you'll agree to go home right afterward. I can't tell you now, because if I do, you won't believe me. I don't want you to think I'm more crazy and sketchy than you probably already think I am. I know this situation is just weird and scary. I'm fucking terrified. Even though it's my fault this is happening and for dragging it on for all this time, but tonight I'll have proof of what I was doing. Just please promise me, okay? For me? Promise me that if we meet, you'll just do whatever I ask, even if it means getting in your car and going home. Okay. Thank you. I'll ping you later tonight, then. Here. Give me a hug. Oh. Yeah. I guess you aren't really in a hugging mood right now, are you? I get it. See you tonight, then. And, babe, I love you. You really don't know how much I do. Hey, I'm over here. Just under the tree. I know it's hard to see me in the dark. Glad you were able to find this place, okay? I know it's pretty far out in the country and the service sucks. Sorry. I'm just trying to stay out of the moonlight as much as I can. Which is also why I'm wearing this blanket over me. I can't let the light get on me. Or... Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Please don't get too close to me. I may be out of the moonlight, but I'm still not completely... myself. I'm not even sure where I should start. No. You smell really nice tonight. Ah, sorry. See what I mean? But, right. I think I should start with proof. Proof of what all this is about. I guess the best way to show you what I mean is to show you my eyes. So, look. Yes. They're really glowing yellow. I'm not wearing any special contacts or anything. It's just how they are during a full moon. Even if I'm staying completely out of the moonlight, a part of my body still knows it's out there, so I'm never able to completely keep the change away. But, now that you've seen my eyes, I guess I can get straight to the point, can't I? The truth is that I've been coming out here to the woods every month when there's a full moon because I'm a werewolf. I guess it's a good thing I showed you my eyes first. Not only am I a werewolf, I'm actually much, much older than you think I am. I've been alive for almost 200 years now, I think. I don't actually know. I stopped counting quite a long time ago. There are many different lines of werewolves all over the world, and the line I'm part of just happens to age very slowly. Those who are part of my line can live to be extremely ancient. Older than any other wolf lines that I know of. So, there may be some vampire blood mixed in there for all I know. Different lines have different traits. There are some lines where people are actually able to control when they transform and can use hypnotic effects with their eyes. I, on the other hand, am not able to do any of that. Keeping out of the moonlight is the most I can do, and even that's temporary. Those who are a part of my line always have to transform during a full moon. If we don't, if I don't, then my other personality will start to seep into my normal day-to-day one. And I can't ever have that happen. So, anytime a full moon was coming, I would always make an excuse to you about this or that, and then sneak out here into the woods to change and run around the mountains until the sun comes up. I really don't want to hurt anyone. Some others in my kind get kicks out of hunting humans or giving off pheromones to attract unwilling and unknowing females or males and force them to be their mates. You remember that girl who disappeared from that high school? And our disappearance happened to be on the same day as a full moon. I knew almost right away she had been wooed by one of them. Probably turned her into his breeder. But I'm not like that. I'm not like them. I come all the way out here in the middle of nowhere to change because I don't want to hurt anyone. And I satisfy my hunger by eating bears or deer, which they taste way better than people do anyways. Yes, I have eaten a human before, but it was a long time ago. Back when I was still very new to being a wolf. Back then, it was way harder for my kind to survive than it is today. In a much crueler world. That scar on my back that I always told you I got when I fell as a little girl. It was really from when I got shot by a flintlock rifle back in the 1800s. The pellets were made of silver. That's why the scar's still there. We can heal from any normal wounds or broken bones in hours. But any wounds we get from weapons made of silver never totally heal and never completely stop hurting. A bunch of villagers were trying to hunt and kill me when I was trying to run away, shortly after I was bitten and changed. I still have nightmares about it sometimes, even after all these years. So, I just didn't care much about the lives of humans back then, because I thought no one cared about me. But I changed. There are other people out there like me, but we don't communicate much. And there aren't any other wolves in this area besides me. And there used to be a special organization that hunted us, but they kind of stopped after industrialization. And as a final bit of proof, I'll show you something else. If you'll stand a little farther back for a moment. I'm just going to put one of my hands out into the moonlight. Sorry. Transformations don't exactly feel very good. Even if it's just my hand. But you can see it, can't you? Like my hand. Any part of me that touches the light will start to change really quickly. My hand has only been in the moonlight for a few seconds, and it's already starting to change and grow hair. All right. That's enough, I think. Now, me bringing you out here to tell you my secret wasn't the only thing I wanted to tell you. I also brought you out here because... because I wanted to tell you that I'm breaking up with you. Yes, I am. Because I love you. And I don't want you to get hurt. This thing I have is a curse. It's something that stays with you forever and you can't get rid of it. I have been alive for a long, long time. I've met all kinds of people. I've even fallen in love a few times. But I've never fell as hard for anyone as I have with you. That's why I have to leave you. I should have done it so much sooner than this. I shouldn't even have gotten involved. I shouldn't have let you get involved with me. It just... it was the first time I'd ever felt that way about anyone before. I just got reckless. I thought for some dumb reason that I could find a way to just live a normal life with you and keep this side of me a secret. But I was wrong. It just turned into me lying to you every moment we were together because I was terrified of what you would do or think if you knew the truth. I knew deep down I'd have to tell you someday. There's no way I'd have been able to hide it forever. Me disappearing every month, you getting older while I still look completely the same. I was bitten and turned while I was in my teens. The city we live in now didn't even exist when I was that age. I have hundreds of years left before I die of old age. And I don't want to watch you grow old and die. I've seen that enough already in my life. It's unfair to you. You deserve to have someone to grow old with. And deserve to be with someone who's not a monster. So, now you know the truth. And now you have to keep your promise. Because I want you to get back in your car and leave. Forget you ever knew me or we ever met. And just go live a happy life. If you do that, you don't know how happy it would make me. Please just know how sorry I am for wasting so many years of your life on me, for everything. I know how cruel this all seems. I never planned to forgive myself for doing this to you, and I don't expect you to forgive me either. But please, just go. The shade of the tree has been holding back my transformation until now. But I don't think it can much longer. I can feel the pain of the change coming on. Why aren't you leaving? If I change and you're still here, I don't know what I would do to you. You'd either be eaten or I'd bite you and I'd curse you too. Is that what you want? To be cursed with this and have to live the rest of your life watching all your friends and family grow old and die? To have to flinch any time you see so much as a sliver of the moon in the sky? Just get the fuck out of here. I'm not even asking anymore. I'm begging you. What? Did you just say... no? Do you not see my eyes? Do you not see what happened when I put my hand in the moonlight or anything I just told you? You... don't care? I don't even... Hey! Stay away from me! I told you not to come near me. It's not safe! No! Let go of me! What are you doing? Why didn't you do what you promised? Now I won't be able to let go of you. You have no idea how hard I've been holding back. No idea how good you've been smelling to me since you got here. And now I'm gonna change right in front of you. And I don't know what I'll do. Eat you? Change you? Why didn't you just listen? You're such an idiot. It's okay. What do you mean? How is that okay? You want me to change you into a werewolf like me? Do you even know what you're asking? You're asking me to curse you for life. I don't understand. Why? Why would you want this? Because you love me? Are you really sure? This isn't something you can change your mind on the next day. You know that, right? You'd really want to spend the rest of your life as a wolf? With me? I don't know what to say, but if I bite you tonight, you'll change along with me, and, well, not just that. A full moon is a mating season for wolves like me, and it would be for you, too. This is crazy. You're crazy. But if you're sure, if you're really sure, then I'll do it. I'll turn you. I'm gonna have to bite you. I can do it while I'm still human, which would probably be best and hurt way less. It's still gonna hurt a little bit, though. I'll have to really break the skin. My teeth are already starting to change and get pointy, too. If we're gonna really do this, if you really do want me to change you, we'll have to do it now, babe. You have to be absolutely sure. Okay. All right. Where do you want the bite? On your shoulder? Yeah, that's a good spot. It's where I was bitten. Fuck, the change is really gonna come soon. Alright. I'll try to be as gentle as I can, but it really is gonna hurt. I'll just lick around where I'm gonna bite first. Oh. You ready? Hold on to me as tight as you need to for the pain. On three. One, two, three. Sorry, babe. I know that really hurts. Congratulations. You've been cursed. That bite on your shoulder will heal and feel better after a while. Though the place where you got bit will never completely stop hurting. Especially when it gets close to a full moon. Your eyes are already starting to glow like mine. Are you ready to walk into the moonlight together? The transformation is going to hurt too. A lot more, actually. But it'll be over quickly. And it won't be as bad since we'll be going through it together. Let's get our clothes off really quickly, or else they'll tear when we change. Are you ready? Take my hand. Again on three. One. Two. Three. Fuck! I'm here with you. It's gonna be over soon. First time's the hardest. As your body gets used to it. Hold my hand. I know it hurts. At the end, we won't be able to talk. Your mouth, your vocal cords, last parts have changed. It's gonna be okay. Fuck! I've done that countless times, but it never gets easier. Hey, babe, are you okay? The transformation is all over. Yeah, you're really a wolf now. Just like me. And a very handsome one, if I do say so myself. Yes. When we're wolves, we can speak to each other through our minds. Talking is pretty much impossible with the long tongues. But try walking around a bit. Get a feel for things. Yeah, that feeling of having all this energy won't go away until morning. Then you'll just crash. Sometimes I sleep for almost the entire day. I still can't believe you did this for me, though. I can't really kiss you, obviously, but I can nuzzle you and rub my face against yours. Come here. I love you so much. I really can't believe you did this. I still think you're a complete idiot. But thank you. Oh, you smell so good. Not like good as in to eat, but sexy good kind of way. You know, if you weren't a wolf like me, I'd probably be trying to eat you right now. You remember what I said about it being mating season for me? Well, now it is for you, too. And the scent coming off your body is telling every part of me that I need to be ravaged by you. Even from before I turned you, I knew you could smell it on me, too. Anytime it was getting close to a full moon, that scent is supposed to attract a mate. We may be wolves, but our anatomy is pretty close to humans. Well, at least in the sense of me still having a pussy and you still having a cock, anyways. Everything's just a lot more hairy. So let's do it. Let's become mates for life. I can see how badly you need it. Your cock is already getting hard. Surprised how much bigger it is while you're a wolf. Not that there's anything wrong with your human-sized one. But I need something a little bigger for this form. Something that'll be big enough to force its way all the way to the back of my pussy. And deliver the massive amounts of cum I need to satisfy the lusts in me. Oh, it's like a burning itch deep inside me, and you're the only one who can stop it. So do it. Mate with me. I'll get right up against this tree. Raise my tail so you can see how my hairy pussy is completely soaked. Ready and waiting for you. All you have to do is push that cock in. Fuck. That's it. All the way to the back. Your cock's stretching me open. All the way to the back. This is the first time I've ever done it in my wolf form before. Your giant cock feels so fucking incredible. Start pumping in and out of me. Don't worry about being gentle. Oh, fuck. In fact, don't even think about being gentle. You're a wolf now, not a human. So fuck me like a wolf. Fuck. That's more like it. I'll slam that giant cock all the way to the back. I want to still feel sore even after I'm human again. How does my pussy feel in my wolf form? tighter, doesn't it? I have much stronger muscles in this form, so I can just clench my pussy around your cock as hard as I want. You like that? Feels like my pussy is trying to wring the cum out of you, doesn't it? Just makes you want to fuck me harder, doesn't it? Probably have all the bark ripped off this tree trunk by the time you're done with me. But that's good. It'll mark this territory as ours. Our mating ground. Any other wolf who comes here will see the markings, smell our scent, and know to keep the fuck out. 'Cause this place, this forest, it's ours to fucking and no one else's. Fuck. Every time you go all the way to the back like that, it shakes my whole body. It feels fucking amazing. I'm getting close, babe. I'm getting so fucking close and I need your cum. I want to feel you filling me up. Feel the pressure of your cum filling every inch of my pussy. Fuck. Fuck. I'm getting so close. And I can feel your cock swelling up and stretching me even fucking wider. You're about to come, aren't you? Do it. Come. Fill my pussy up and mark me as your mate for life. Come on. Fuck. Harder. Fuck.
As a human and as a wolf. Feels like that itch inside of me finally got scratched. Scratched, but not satisfied. And I think you'll notice you have a lot more stamina as a wolf. So, what say we go again? And you keep fucking and filling me with cum until the morning comes. sounds great to me, too. Mm-hmm. waking up to the sound of the birds. Hey. Babe. You awake? Good morning. Yeah. Last night really did happen. Honestly, for a moment when I woke up, I thought I dreamed the whole thing and just had an extra crazy transformation. But no, I really did turn my boyfriend into a werewolf last night. When I found myself covered in cum, inside and out, my memories came back pretty quick. Also, my being sore from, well, how hard you gave it to me last night. So, how do you feel about your first night as a wolf and everything that happened? Sore? Yeah, I always feel sore the morning after I change. You'll get used to it, though. That bite I gave you on your shoulder? Looks like it's already healed a lot. Though, like I said, it won't ever completely heal. See? I got mine like 200 years ago. And it only looks as healed as yours. And you just got bit last night. But I'm relieved you still feel no regrets about it. I know I said it back when I was a wolf. But for you to make that kind of sacrifice for me, you don't know how much that means. I promise. I'll teach you everything I know about how to live with this curse. But, I'm glad that I don't have to come out here to change on my own anymore. Or hide the truth from you. Now, every full moon, we can come out here and change together. Spend the whole night running through the mountains and doing whatever we want. I think it sounds kind of romantic. But really, thank you for doing all this for me. For the first time in 200 years, I don't feel like I'm alone. And now, I'm gonna spend the next, like, 100 years spoiling you, my big bad wolf boy. Now it's time for the fun part. You ready? Yeah. Finding our way back to our cars. And figuring out where our clothes are.